Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and East City Stargate Radio. We're on every channel out there. I don't know if we're still on YouTube, though. Who knows? But we keep getting popped off of there. But anyway, you can go to As You Wish Talk Radio on BBS Network, or you can go to Rumble, East City Stargate, or you can go to the East City Stargate TV. Or VMO, there's so many different ways to catch this show and pass this show on to your friends, because a lot of this information is really necessary for these times to people get. And, you know, really, one of my least favorite things is politics, but we do have to cover some of these things because it's going to have a major impact on what's happening on the planet right now. So anyway, the big news has been the no confidence vote that ousted Kevin McCartney as Speaker of the House. I mean, that's a major. Matt Gaetz and company were told bring it, so they did. You know, it seems many promises were broken. It was looking like business as usual. And, you know, as far as replacing him, I think Jim Jordan would be the best. Either Jim Jordan or Matt Gaetz or Marjorie Taylor Greene, that would be a good one. You know, these guys don't pull any punches, or girls, and don't want to get in trouble there. Anyway, but Congress needs to focus on the economy, you know, and that means putting an end to the Ukraine funding, all the division funding, gender, sex, religion, division, and culture division programs. We need to get rid of those. And all they are doing is creating division, you know, so they're just perpetuating things that some of the things have been dead for 100 years. So anyway, it just needs to. It's not a republic, you know, it's not, you know, the needs of the few are going against the needs of the many right now. So it's the opposite. So anyway, there also needs to be a full investigation of all the deception concerning Ukraine. I strongly suggest watching Scott Ritter investigation, Agent Zelensky, part one and two. Again, it's called a Scott Ritter investigation, Agent Zelensky, part one and two, and be informed before you wear that golden green flag. So anyway, complete investigation also needs to be done into the SARS-CoV, you know, a man-made pathogen that killed 7+ million people and those who benefited from it. That's where we really need to follow the money. You know, did you know the XX deaths are through the roof with 110% increase among children ages 0 to 14 in Europe, and birth rates have collapsed all over the world, and no one knows why. And here's a little clue. The World Economic Forum made it very clear they wanted 7 billion people off the planet, dead, buried, and gone. You know, Gates said the vaccines will take care of the population problem. So I hope a little light went on there, because that's all as far as you need to look. Dr. Peter McCullough urges immediate removal of all COVID vaccines off the market. They're not safe. They're not effective either. And countries all over the world are dropping the vaccines. It's going state by state in America. So he urges all countries to pull out of the WHO. You know, might want to sever all ties with the New World Order boys as well. You know, their organizations and their agenda 21 and 30, you know, those agendas make Hitler look like a puppy dog. So I'm going to do a little research into that and you'll figure out why all these other things are unfolding. They now added the mRNA vaccine to children's immunization schedules. No school unless fully immunized, along with adding it to meat and genetically modifying vegetables to carry their vaccines. You know, I call that mandatory. There's no way around this, you know, if they pull this off. But I think a lot of people are going to come forward and say, nope, we're not doing it. So, you know, this is mental illness at its least, and genocide to properly define it. You know, people are participating in their own and their family's demise. You know, the Hippocratic Oath is dead. You know, Big Pharma killed it. So pay attention, folks. You know, look around you. Look what's going down. You know, can't ignore the obvious anymore. I know if you talk about these things, you get on the hit list. So, you know, everybody gets branded terrorists if you talk about election, you know, population control, election fraud, any of those things, anything about the vaccines. So I do agree in population control, however, and reducing the carbon emissions. So let's start with the global elite and work down the pyramid of power. If they are men and women of their word and truly believe we need to reduce the population, they should remove themselves from the planet. After all, they're the biggest polluters, the ones with the giant mansions, the motorcades, the private jets. You know, by the way, polar bears are fine, increasing in numbers. Barrier Reef is expanding. Plymouth Rock is still above water. CO2 levels are falling. And most of them have mansions on the beach, you know, where the water has not risen over the last 100 years. So follow the real science, not the political science. You know, this is beyond ridiculous. Also, Congress needs to go ahead and impeach Joe, get him out of there next. You know, God forbid the laughing hyena takes his place. But, you know, we need to put an end to the election interference and the witch hunts by the DOJ, the FBI, the Fannie and friends. Interesting. You know, what do they all have in common? Think Fannie and Ed Horse or Hole. And for those who are a little slow, there's definitely something in common there. But anyway, the borders and elections need to be shored up. No more free rides and full benefits for illegal aliens, dead voters, ballot stuffing, and alleged rigged machines. Counting America's votes in other countries also needs to end. Did you know many of our Americans' votes are tabulated in other countries? How's that? How's that happening? You know, I hear Dianne Feinstein just voted along with Ruth. And a whole lot of illegal aliens. Okay, that's a future joke, but I hope it doesn't happen. Speaking of election interference, Fannie Jack, the Jack Fannie cases are falling apart. It sounds funny either way. You know, 80% of the Fannie case just went out the window due to the statute of limitations, and they're making ridiculous claims like Mar-a-Lago being worth only $1.50. No, I'm emphasizing that one, but saying Trump overvalued it. The banks, you know, were all paid in full. There were no victims. According to the appraisers, there was no fraud, and they have no case. You know, so unless you have a crooked Democratic judge and a DA suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, making it her life mission to take down Trump. So anyway, that's what's going on there. It's obvious. Everybody's seeing it, whether you're Republican or Democrat. You know, it's obvious. Looks like they might try to squeeze in Michelle Obama for president after Joe goes down as the Democratic nomination. Newsflash, you know, a foreign-born male masquerading as a woman cannot hold office. Good luck hiding that one. You know, neither should her foreign Kenyan-born gay husband in the past. Oh, did I say that out loud? You know, the cat's out of the bag. Everybody knows Joan Rivers took a hit on that one. Looks like Obama's fraudulent birth certificate is back in the news, along with his passports and college registration forms, just disqualifying him from office. So anyway, he should have never been in office. He was disqualified from the beginning. Wonder who covered all that up. Anyway. Anyone else wonder why Obama gave $1.7 billion in cash to Iran and nobody investigated that one? You know, nobody. You know, you already heard about it in the news. Nobody investigated. Why are you giving $1.7 billion in cash to Iran? That's kind of a no-brainer, you know. According to the testimony by FBI Director David Bowditch, Obama removed over 500,000 names of potential murderers and pedophiles off the FBI watch list. And so much for his claims to, you know, no scandals during his administration and the bias and blind fact checkers. You know, it's like, this is insane. But anyway, all the dirt's coming up. Nothing's being hidden in this part of these times. Gavin Newsom is another choice. You know, Newsom, who would run on, look what a great job I did in California. You know, let's make America like California campaign with homeless addicts, needles, poop, and pee on the sidewalk, skyrocketing crime, followed by a mass invasion of illegal aliens. Now a mass exodus of the taxpaying locals and businesses, which are moving to red states. Great job there, Gavin. I don't think America wants to follow that path. And anyway, I used to live in California. I was raised in the high desert, you know, as a child, saw lots of UFOs, ours and theirs. You know, there's a lot of bases there. And then I went to Orange County and Santa Cruz, followed by East City Ranch in Washington State. And it's real sad what happened to California. You know, it was a beautiful place with beautiful people until the woke epidemic. And how about California legislators, you know, run on a platform that says, let's make men masculine, Let's make women feminine again. Best of all, let's make children innocent again, and let's deal with criminals as criminals. You know, what a novel idea. You know, maybe let's get back to the basics. Reclaim California. This just in, we received the complete and comprehensive list of politicians whose net worth declined as a function of government service. Let me read that list. Number one, Trump. There's no one else on the list. Sorry about that. Anyway, the American volunteer soldier Dalton Medlin from Texas was killed in the battle against the Russian army. I mean, seriously, dude, you know, you should have done a little research on who you're fighting for, who you're fighting with, along with the statistics of Ukrainian soldiers going up against Russian soldiers. I mean, listening to politicians and the lamestream media news can get you killed. So anyway, kind of a no-brainer with an obvious end to that story. You know, I was just waiting for the headline to come up. Yep, he got taken out. You know, it's like, it's a no-brainer. Anyway, generals are saying no more ammunition for Ukraine. We're running desperately low. Good news for the military-industrial complex. Bad news for Ukraine and the protection of America. You know, better pony up, Joe, or Zelensky will spill the beans. And he has quite a folder, you know, so quite a file. So the good news is if Joe escalates the war, you know, into becoming World War III, we won't need the ammo. According to Joe, you have to see the big picture. Ignore the end result. Ammo problem solved, you know. That's kind of how he goes about solving problems. Capitol Police just released the photo of Jamal Bowman pulling the fire alarm to disrupt Congress and stop the vote, ending Ukrainian funding and to secure the border. And I mean, now, wait a second. Isn't that what they charged all the January 6th crowd for? Pretty much the same thing, disrupting Congress. I said, maybe if he gets a pass on this, they should all get a pass as well. They should all be out anyway, you know, so... DOJ is between a rock and a hard place on that one. You know, he's a Democrat, however, so don't expect any personal responsibility or consequences. And the memes on this event are hilarious. We're refraining from posting them, but they're pretty funny. Shifty Adam Schiff was just caught taking hefty donations from contractors he awarded government contracts to. You know, is this just me, or is it looking like Gotham City again with his characters like the Penguin, the Riddler, the Joker, Catwoman, Jabba the Hutt, you know, a whole host of actors are present, you know. We'll let the audience determine who is who, but it is looking like an old Batman movie right now. Looks like Joe can't even do a speech on the White House lawn without being drowned out by some very loud chanting, F Joe Biden. He was also seen walking and walking and walking to an unknown destination, even by him, making him a candidate for his face on a milk carton. So I guess he couldn't find his helicopter, something. I don't know where he's going. Nobody knew where he's going. He didn't know where he's going, so... You know, last but not least, someone's in deep doo-doo for painting their house top dew-proof blue and hiring their own personal firefighters before the Maui fire occurred. Not going to explain that one. A little critical thinking in order there. These sizable donations promised are coming from your donations after deducting all their administration costs. It's not coming out of their own pocket. So, hey, I wonder if Harvey donated. You know, it's like, I doubt it. Anyway, on a lighter note, be sure and watch the skies on this October. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the skies, so be sure and watch the skies, and not just for meteors, but there's going to be a lot of UFO activity. Know the difference between meteors, visible satellites, and UFOs. Do some research on that one. I'll give you a quick little primer on that. Actually, after the sun goes down, everything in the east that's self-illuminated is not a satellite. Because satellites only, they reflect light. They're not self-illuminated. So as the sun goes further down, what happens is the everything overhead that's self-illuminated is not a satellite, you know, and that's as the sun moves. So a lot of people automatically dismiss things as satellites, you know, and they aren't. And so there are apps, but when you look at the app, you got to look under visible satellites, because there's a lot of satellites up there, but there's only a few that are visible. And so you know, it's good to know the difference anyway. And meteors are pretty obvious when you see a meteor come down, but I've seen meteors come down and level out, and go straight across the horizon. So, you know, it's not everything's a satellite, not everything's a meteor, obviously. Anyway, we're filming tons of them here. Okay, just recently the Earth was hit by a blast of energy scientists cannot explain. The gamma ray burst came from a dead star known as a pulsar. You know, guess what gamma ray energy is? It's seventh dimensional energy. And so might want to factor that into the awakening healing process known as ascension. You know, a little hint there for the scientists. You know, seriously, we teach this in the Self-Mastery Ambassador training course, how the electromagnetic light spectrum fits into the vibrational continuum or dimensions. So the heavens are talking. As I'm saying this, what's happening right now, what we're going through, no man can stop. This is big and huge energy burst coming in. And every time this happens, we have to release the past and release the lower vibrational energies and heal and move on into our own ascension. So anyway, October 5th is the peak of the Camel Oparidalid meteor shower. Glad I didn't screw that one up. I never heard of that one. That's a new one. And October 9th is the peak of the Draconid meteor showers. 10th is the peak of the Southern Tower meteor showers. The 11th is the peak of the Arrigid meteor shower. Strange names here. October 14th, we have an annular solar eclipse. So that's going to make a big shift. That's like flipping the light switch on and then putting the power back to the system again. So that's going to be interesting. I expect a lot of changes after that. October 18th, the peak of the Geminid meteor shower. October 21st is the peak of the Orionid meteor shower. October 24th is the peak of the Leonis Menorid meteor shower, whatever that is. And October 28th is a partial lunar eclipse. And there's lots of close approaches to planets, like planets are lining up and merging. So I expect a lot of massive changes this October. Everything is there. The energies are coming in. The alignments are there. There's probably going to be a lot of change this October. And I think we're already seeing it happen. So on that note, the news is over, and we're going to go to the Kathy's going to read to me from the question and answer period. And
Right.
can you watch the clock? Do you know what time we started here?
I don't know what time we started.
Okay.
What were the pillar clouds of fire by night that parted the Red Sea?
Good question. I just sent that out on the newsletter. The pillar clouds that were fire by night were actually ships. And people have to realize that you got to connect the spiritual with the higher dimensional beings and the UFOs and the bearded gods and all that. It was all connected. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. So they had these pillar clouds that were following them, following Moses and his clan, and they were fire by night. And they came up to the spot there in the Red Sea. And that particular spot is a spot where the deep areas on both sides, and then there's kind of a bridge there. It's not as deep. And they went forward, and the sea opened up, and they went in, and then supposedly the Egyptian army came after them, and the sea closed on them. And there's all kinds of debris there. There's chariot wheels, chariots, all that stuff in the bottom of the ocean there. So, and there's two big pillars that were created there on each side, which represented the crossing. So basically that's what happened there. All throughout history, we've got a lot of helps by some very advanced off-worlders.
Many are having breathing problems, including myself at times, like asthma. What is causing this uptake?
I think a lot of asthma comes from fear, and a lot of our fears are coming up. And there's other things in the air. They've got chemtrails. They've got here, we've got fog when the mountains go off. There's a lot of different reasons for it, but there are ways of, you know, I do a lot of herbs, and we make teas here and things to clear the lungs and clear the other stuff out of our system. So it's really good to figure out a way to do some research on it, you know, how to detox, how to clear your lungs, how to, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, who's got some that David Avocado Wolf's got some great products. You know, check out his site. I go through there all the time. I love his memes. You know, we have a lot of the same memes. But I check out a lot of his products. He has some really good stuff. And Clotho Gold is real important right now. Of course, a little disclosure, I'm not a doctor, and this is no way to be taken as medical advice.
They have over-the-counter, like, I mean, you can get some good, like, traditional medicinals or yogi tea that's organic, the Breathe Deep or the Breathe
Easy. Yeah. They have those yogi teas, Breathe really Deep teas, for, all those things.
So. And it's easy.
Yeah.
Can you speak a little on Maui as far as who committed this atrocity?
Yeah, I know I'm already on the S list because I called everything out from the beginning, but it's pretty obvious. You know, it's you know, they had models already built of their 15-minute smart city, and they had which buildings they wanted to get rid of and which buildings would remain staying, and that was all years earlier lined out. So it's really obvious by the effects that there was extreme heat, much more than any kind of a fire could create, and even with the winds and everything else. So you know, I'm sorry, there's another dew weapon situation, and it's a way of moving out the old guard, you know, the families, the culture, and bringing in their 15-minute, you know, smart city. So we all know who's behind that. Yeah. That's all I want to say on that. I mean, I already did two shows on that. So
there has been videos of people just vanishing in midair, like a school bus of children just vanished on the cameras, people in a hospital waiting room, and all of a sudden half of them just disappeared. Is this real?
Yeah, thanks to Kathy, did some deep dive on that. And that's Dr. David Jeremiah. And I guess he's got, it's called a rapture pre-enactment. And all the clips that we've seen fit into that movie that he's making. And so although it looks pretty weird, it seems like coming from a lot of different sources, a lot of it's coming from that same source. I'm not saying people don't disappear. Usually when you see somebody ascend or being raptured, they'll just be sitting and then they'll start glowing and they'll get brighter and brighter and brighter and then gone, you know. And the UFOs, the ETs have this technology. They'll be standing there and all of a sudden you see them start glowing, and they start glowing and getting brighter and brighter, and then it's kind of like Star Trek, you know, and then they're gone, you know. So it's not the quick pop, you know, where they're just gone instantly. It usually doesn't happen that way.
Can you speak about the moon and the entities occupying it?
The moon, I've got to look back into that because I'm pretty sure the moon's been retaken. It's gone back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And between the dark fleet and the benevolence, and now with the new benevolent beings that are here now, they're like warriors. It's a whole planet of warriors that are here, Pleiadian warriors. And I think it's the end of the story for the dark fleet. You know, there's no way they can go up against that. And so, this is a multidimensional war going on. It's a temporal war. There's time travel. There's all these things involved in this. It's a very, very old problem. You know, it goes back probably minimum of 450,000 years, 9,000 years intensely. And so it's going to take a while to clean this up. And it's in the process of being cleaned up right now.
In 5D, is there any need to eat or drink?
You know, what's interesting is the Pleiadians, some of the 4D Pleiadians that are working on 4D talk about eating and drinking, and very similar to us, a little different. I think 5D, you can choose whether you want to eat or not. You're just not hungry, you know, anymore, because you're actually drawing substance for that universal life force energy that's all around us. So it's like fuelless energy. And, you know, when people do a lot of deep meditations for a long time and things like that, you actually start creating protein in the body, and you create all these, they've proven that. So a certain frequency, you know, your body's self-sustaining.
Is it possible there could be a fake solar flash by the cabal?
Well, they could fake a lot. I mean, they've got the technology to fake it. They could fake just about anything, you know, but I think if they're going to fake anything, it'd be the fake alien invasion. And then that they're going to have a hard time with, because the benevolent ones are here and it's not going to go well.
Will there even be an election next November?
You know, that's an interesting one, because it's tricky. If there is an election, the military is going to have to step in and make sure everything's on the up and up and there isn't any fraud and all the other stuff going on, and remove a lot of the nonsense. And so it won't be an election as we see it. But they will ensure that the people's demands are met and that it isn't hijacked. And I think after that, it goes into the JSAR programs, and the JSAR programs kick in. And so, and then it's the old system's pretty much gone, and there'll be a whole new system to take its place. So it'll be totally different.
Do you think that famous scientists, Nikola Tesla and William Reich, have reincarnated in this life?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. I haven't looked into that. I'll have to look into it. I wouldn't be surprised if they haven't. I mean, we're working with people that are running circles around Tesla. Although Tesla was, you know, if they would have utilized his technology and his inventions, you know, we would be doing the Jetsons right now. You know, we'd have anti-gravity and counter everything, you know, endless free energy. So that's all been suppressed, but I think that's going to come out anyway real soon.
Well, there might be people that hear that are tapping into them.
One thing you need to understand, that every person that ever was is still alive. I mean, that you can tap into them through that universal mind and get information from them and things like that, and go back in time and talk to them. And we're not limited. Like, your consciousness is not limited in any way whatsoever. So, you know, we think, okay, on this linear level, they died and they're gone. They're not gone. You can go back. Their soul is still alive. You can connect them on a soul level, on their etheric body or their astral etheric body, wherever they went to, or even the higher bodies, that you can still access these people. So all that information is still there to access. The problem is it's all suppressed here on Earth, and we have to move the suppression out of the way, and then it all comes out.
What are your thoughts on the quantum financial system?
The thing is, I'm not really, I've heard a lot of things about the quantum financial system, and it's going to take over the old system and get rid of the feds, you know, and then the WEF and global elite and the international banksters, all that stuff. And so that'd be a good thing. It's going to free up a lot of assets and a lot of money for America and for the world, basically. So, you know, I understand. I think it's a really good thing. This other system that the global elite are trying to invoke, you know, the electronic money and all these other systems they're trying to do, is not good, you know. So, you know, we need to get away from them completely, which we are. You know, it's obvious. It's going to happen.
Can any prescription drugs interfere with our ability to tap into the higher realms?
Definitely, yeah. You know, a lot of drugs, even non-prescription drugs, can interfere with your ability to tap into the higher realms, and they actually limit your ability to go to the highest realms. And so any kind of drugs can do that. You know, a lot of times you'll use a drug and it'll blast you through into the astral level, and people think they're having a real spiritual experience and everything else. Well, they're having an astral experience, which anything goes in the astral level. So you can have really awesome events, and you can have really nasty events happen. You want to get beyond that, and you can do all that naturally. And so if you use drugs to blast yourself into these higher dimensions where you know, your consciousness is manifesting immediately, and you've got a lot of fears and a lot of judgments and a lot of programming, you know, it can be hell. And And so without a foundation on how to maintain a higher frequency consciousness of love and joy and bliss and how to heal unseen negative influences, you can get into big trouble. And I know people brag about how many, you know, whatever ayahuasca things they've done or how many other drugs they've done, you know, and how many experiences. And they think that makes them more spiritual, but they actually are getting locked into a lower level. They can't get up to the higher levels. And you know, really, we need to do it. We need to do your time. You know, you need to learn how to clear yourself, how to clear unseen negative influences, how to maintain a frequency, how to master your emotions, you know, so you don't flip out when all these changes are happening around you. You know, all those things are all about self-mastery, which we need to do. And again, you know, a lot of times a drug or whatever kind of drug, a lot of times they'll either numb you or they'll blast you into other levels that you may not be equipped to handle. And so it can get, but the safer approach is to really do it naturally. And, you know, that's by, you know, doing your work. There's a lot of practices like Yigong and Qigong and yoga and meditation and all these things that we need to do on a daily basis. And our diet's really important, you know, to eat lighter foods, eat closer to the earth right now.
Don't use fluoride toothpaste.
Yeah, don't use fluoride toothpaste and all these other things. You
drink
know,
good water.
Like, yeah, your water needs to, it's really important to drink really good water. Check out the oxygenated water. That stuff's like rocket fuel, like Langenberg research water. We drink it constantly, and it's amazing what it can do.
Some say Venus is a tropical paradise. Our science says it is a hellish planet. What info do you have about living conditions on Venus?
You know, I've looked into this because, first of all, you can't trust whatever NASA's saying, because a lot of things don't add up, because they're saying that if you drop a probe in there and it's so hot, it's going to burn up and you're, but they parachute these probes in, you know, which the parachute just should go up and not be able to handle that. Yeah, just nothing's making any sense about what they're saying. So with NASA, you know, NASA's never a straight answer, and they are not our friends. If you look at the NASA papers, Google that, you'll find out that I wouldn't trust them. But and there's different levels of NASA. There's the dark NASA, you know, the dark projects and things like that. So all that stuff is hard to figure out, but I think there's dimensions to Venus. I think on one dimension, it's beautiful. It's like probably a paradise. And maybe on one dimension, it might be like a hellhole. I don't know. It's just like Earth. You know, there's different dimensions to Earth. So I think we need to look at it that way.
Have you heard of the development of 12 chakras within the physical to facilitate our growth and evolution?
Yeah, that's the last question. So the chakra system, it's really interesting because, you know, it'd be good to get, before we go on to 12 or 24 or 45 or 144 chakras, you know, I've heard so many stories about this. Let's get our first three in order. You know, your first three chakras are what? Survival, sex, and power. Your root chakra is survival. It roots you into the earth. And we need to get grounded in that. And then, and your next sex, you know, sex is your creational things. And a lot of people have issues around sex. Without sex, you wouldn't be here. And this whole planet probably would not have any life on it, you know. So even plants have sex, you know, you've got a male fruit and a female fruit, you know, and things like that. Anyway, so it's just a different delivery system. But we need to get away from the issues around that. And then you've got, so you have survival, sex, and power. So the problem right now is the misuse of these chakras. And so a lot of people think power will save them, will help them to survive, and it'll help them to get sex. And other people think sex will get power, will give them more power, and try to use sex to get more power so they can survive. And that's fear. And all those misuse of these energies right now is crazy. And so if we can, I think we really need to focus on the first three chakras, you know, put the God within in charge of your survival, you know, your sexual energies, be really clear. You know, if there's a soul connection and there's something you have to finish or evolve through, you know, be really clear with sex. It's not something to be used as a tool or manipulate or anything else. It's a very sacred energy. And the same thing with power. Power should be used to empower you to finish your own soul purpose, your own unique soul purpose, your own mission here. And it should be used to empower others, to help others. And so if we can get our first three chakras in order, I think it's really important, you know, to do that. And you know, then we can go into, you know, the heart, you know, love chakra is love felt for everybody. The throat chakra, which is love expressed, and the third eye, which is God seen and everything. Your third eye opens up and you start seeing all the other dimensions and everything. You see the good, bad, and the ugly, and the positive, and all the, you see both realms. So you better learn how to heal when that chakra opens up. And and seventh chakra is your connection to God, your creator. So if we get those straightened out, then we can go on to all these other, I mean, you got chakras in your hands, you've got feet, you got the whole body is like an energy system, you know, with little vortexes on it. So but I really think we need to get the first three chakras aligned and in order, and clear out any old social engineering and programming. And I mean, God, we can't even get the gender straight right now. It's on this planet. So it's like, yeah. And that's for a reason, you know? So anyway, we have to clear up all the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience. We have to get away from the social engineering and get really clear within ourselves, so we can ascend and go forward, you know, in our own ascension process. I think we're, I'm not sure how much more time we have. I think we're getting close to the end of the hour. I'm not even sure what time we started, but we're probably going to have to wrap this up. You know, the best suggestion I can give right now is, you know, have fun with this process we're going through. I know it's rough. I know it's tough. The only reason we have personal problems is because we think we're a person. We're much more than a person. We need to go within and connect on a soul level, and all of our problems fall away easily. And so connect with the higher levels of consciousness, and a lot of our problems just fall away. They're not problems anymore. What happened to me once, I was having a real situation with a woman that I really liked this woman, and I was dating her, and it's a long time ago. And she was hanging out with this band and liked these two guys in the band, and was come up to me, and she would say, and this is back when I was 20 or so, and you know, in the, you know, mid 20s or so. And so finally I was going, you know, it's really tearing my heart out and everything. And I was going, I don't know how to deal with this. And then Ezekiel came in, which is, they refer to Ezekiel as the God of eternal bliss. It's a Kasia and Ezekiel merge. Came in, pulled me out of my body up into the heavens, and the earth was like a pinhead. I was looking back at the earth, and he said, this is who you truly are, and there's your problems back on earth. And so when I came back to earth after that, I didn't have any problems, problem solved, you know. So I just couldn't even go there. I couldn't drop into that fear and hurt and abandonment or all these other, I couldn't even go there. Anyway, so it's kind of an interesting outcome. So a lot of our problems are coming from misidentity and attachment to other people solving our problems and other people taking care of us and things like that. So we have to become sovereign. We have to love ourselves, accept ourselves, approve of ourselves, and find that within. And then you're not going to be whacked around by these other energies, and learn how to heal unseen negative influences, because again, there's a multidimensional war going on. So there are beings out there that are trying to really take you out, but it's really deep and it's really old. I was thinking if I should share with them, but I'll hold off on that. But I mean, there's disciples that went through some really rough times that are still healing, and they had their heads cut off and they were tortured and things like that, and they're still processing that one and finally getting through that one. So can you imagine, you know, all of our many lives and what we've gone through and everything. So it's a process, and we're all going through it. And all those lower frequency traumas are being brought up now to be healed. So it isn't you. It's something that happened in the past, and it's an experience, and you're eternal, and you need to tap into that higher dimensional eternal side of self, and a lot of this stuff just falls away. So anyway, on that note, we're going to sign off. So have a great evening, and we'll see you next Saturday. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. Good night. This is James Gilliland, and welcome to Self-Mastery Ambassador Training. This is like 40 years of intense study with lamas and yogis and masters around the world, as well as information coming from multiple near-death experiences and things of that nature. That's where this information comes from. So it's very in-depth. It's multidimensional. It covers all the dimensions, and there's so much more of the story, and that story will unfold within each person that takes the course. It gives valuable tools in healing unseen negative influences, who is who in the universe and the multiverse, you know, pitfalls to avoid, and to keep yourself clear in your own ascension process. So Anyway, basically, we've had over 40 years of documented contact with masters and saints and sages and ships flying over, and it's all well documented and photographed and videotaped. So anyway, enjoy this class, and hopefully it empowers you to make your own personal connection with Creator.